Well, Dom, looking forward to tomorrow's Ulster final. I know you were at the semi-finals. It's Scotstown and Gweedore. I suppose Gweedore is the one team that has everybody sitting up and taking notice. Really the surprise package of this year.
Oh, absolutely. Gweedore, have been a breath of fresh air in the Ulster Championship. Them and Coleraine, I suppose, were the two big stories of the Championship, and Coleraine were within the kick of the ball of getting to the final, and Gweedore got through comfortably against Cross McGlenn. So, it has been a fantastic championship. Gweedore, thus far, has been the story of the championship, but they will know better than anybody else that getting to a final is one thing, but unless you win it, it's really no good at all. In the final analysis. So, everybody's looking forward to it. I think that the two semi-finals in Healy Park there a fortnight ago, it was a feast of football. It would restore one's faith in Gaelic football to see the way it was played. Especially as I thought Gweedore were exceptional. The pace and the quality of the football that they played, the finishing, the scoring was a joy to behold, really, that day. And they blew Cross McGlenn out of the water. Like, the game was gone after 20-25 minutes, and it was a case of Cross just putting a bit of respectability on the scoreline at the finish. So I suppose from Gweedore's point of view, from the final whistle sound of that day, the key thing for them was to keep the lid on it, get them refocused, and get them ready for what's going to be a totally different battle on Sunday against Scotstown.
Tell me, what was it that impressed you about Gweedore?
I was impressed. I'm a great believer in footballers having a good skill set, number one. And every one of the Gweedore players were comfortable on the ball. Right and left foot, good hands, first touch excellent, and great team play. And I love a team that attacks, and attacks at pace and attacks in numbers. And by God, they give an exhibition of attacking football that day. I thought the teamwork for some of the goals was brilliant. The off-the-ball movement, I'm not 100% familiar on all their names, but I know the number 11 that day.
Nisho Boyle, yeah.
Yes, the way young Nishi created the space for Darren Boyle to go through the middle and crash home those goals. People talked about the brilliant individual display of Boyle at midfield to get the three goals. But what a lot of people may not have noticed was the great movement and off the ball running to create that space for those runners from deep through the middle third into that final third and then crash home those scores. I thought it was brilliant. So I would have to say I was mighty impressed with them. One thing that would concern me about them, and I'm sure they've addressed it themselves in their team meetings since, was, and again, against Carrigan the first day, they have this golden period for the blitz teams and then go to sleep for periods, just switch off, lapses in concentration. And I think against a better team, and Scotstown will probably be the best team they've played so far on Sunday, against a better team, they could get severely punished for that lapse in concentration. So they really have to work on that to make sure that when they do get their good period, they make it count as they have been doing so far. But I think the big thing they've got to do is make sure they don't switch off then and let the other team back into it, because one day that could hurt you very badly.
And tell me what about Scotstown, because you know them very well. You were the manager of the last team to beat them in the Championship in Monaghan.
Yes, we beat them. I was with Clontibret in 2014, and we beat them in a county final. And on that day, our focus was to make sure that the two Hugheses, Kieran and Darren, were nullified as best we could. And I know they're influential for Monaghan, but at the same time, I think they're far, far more influential for Scotstown. And the big thing for Gweedore to do on Sunday, if they're to get their first Ulster club title, the two Hugheses have got to be stopped, Darren and Kieran. We did that in 2014. No team has done it in Monaghan since, and as a result, Scotstown have dominated Monaghan football. I watched them closely against Coleraine, and I thought Kieran in particular was very influential that day. His leadership up in that forward line, his physicality, very, very good, and it gives the space and the movement then of McCarthy and Carey. It gives them the freedom to express themselves, the fact that there's so much attention maybe on the Hugheses, Carey and McCarthy in particular, I kind of go to town on the opposition as a result of that. So Scotstown are a tough, hard outfit, and under Kieran Donnelly, if a man a man, they definitely have improved over the last couple of years. They've already got four senior championships in a row in Monaghan. They're going for a fifth next season. They're a seasoned outfit. They're a physical team, and they definitely will pose a different sort of threat to Cross McGlenn, in that they will be more defensively minded than Cross McGlenn. I think you'll see Darren Hughes sitting back, maybe as an extra centre half back. They will certainly flood up the centre and shore up the centre, something that Cross McGlenn didn't do, to try to make sure that Guido don't get exploiting their massive pace from that middle third. So it's going to be an intriguing contest, you know, and I suppose it's the team that brings their A game to it, how both teams prepare for the final and how they perform on final day under that pressure is going to be key. So there's where I think, I suppose, Guido's big experienced players like the two McGees, Neil and Eamon, and I think they've been outstanding this year. Also, Kevin Cassidy, I think he needs a special mention as well, playing at full forward. The goal he scored, you know, many another player wouldn't have been alert enough for that ball off the post. He won it and stuck it in the back of the net to really put Cross to the sword in the semi-final. So I think those experienced players will be a massive help to the young players. But these young players in Guido were, you know, they've set the Ulster scene alight. There's no question about it. And on Sunday, if they can produce the type of form that they're capable of producing, then I think that first Ulster club could very well be going back to Donegal.